do you think you're proving over these first couple games?
I'm a good player. I can play the ball, good tackler.
What do you think this game this week is going to say about the team and it, how the way you guys respond, especially?
We can show the world that we're still a good team after facing a good team and losing, but I feel like we can show the world offensively and defensively that we can continue to play throughout the year as the season goes on.
Are you encouraged by the fact that you guys lost to Clemson, but you're going to have a chance to play some more top teams throughout the season?
I feel like this game this week can be like a stepping stone to get better, continue to get better no matter who we play.
A little late to the party, Ronnie, but how do you feel like you guys matched up against Trevor Lawrence this past week? How do you feel like you guys played?
Like defense is secondary. I feel like we stepped up and we played the receivers the best so far out of the team. So I feel like by watching our film, you can see how to hold them and try to stop them.
Kind of having that Heisman front runner, how does that help you guys prepare for the season? Obviously, going to face some pretty good quarterbacks coming up too.
We just secondary, we just did our job to hold the receivers and tried our best to just hold them.
How tough was it out there, Ronnie, with the heat and also with their physicality? Guys were kind of falling out.
Well, it was hot in Texas, so we're used to the heat, but we practice around 2:30 in Texas, so we're just used to it.
What was it, though, about this game specifically, because a lot of guys were going down?
I feel like the tempo was different. There was more hurry up than usual.
Were you surprised that guys were kind of dropping like that?
Well, the linemen go through a lot every play because they're doing a lot of contact and a lot of physical stuff. So I feel like most guys today was going down.
Anything else for Ronnie? As far as the atmosphere and everything, did it pretty much live up to the billing you thought at Death Valley? Was that kind of what you expected?
It was pretty loud there, but we were used to it because it's loud here also in Texas A&M.
Let's say on the defensive side of the ball, you kind of get the loud crowd from Kyle, but maybe not on the offensive side. You guys got to be quiet, right?
Well, for the defense, for us, it wasn't loud, but for the offense, I feel like they had a couple false starts because of the noise.
How big of an impact does that make?
I feel like each flag bring you back a couple yards, so I feel like that kind of held our offense back, the false starts.
I mean, just as far as the crowd and the noise and everything, how big of an impact does that make?
Well, it's kind of changed the game because it gives you an advantage for the offense and defense.
Is there any frustration or finger-pointing from the defensive side when you guys are getting stops early but the offense just can't seem to get in the end zone?
And we're a team, so no matter what they do, we should be able to back them up and help them by getting takeaway turnovers. So it's kind of both our issues.
How good do you feel about just where this defense is trending as a whole right now?
We got a lot to improve on because we still lost the game as a team. So I feel like the defense should step up and keep the other team from scoring on us no matter what the offense do.
How important is this Lamar game for you guys to correct everything before you head into SEC play?
We got to make sure as a team we're on the right page for the rest of the season. So I feel like this game is a big game no matter who that is, who we play.
Are you looking for another interception, keep the streak going?
I'm trying to get one every game, see how that go.
And how confident are you in this defense? I mean, from what you've seen these first 2 weeks, just trending towards the rest of the season.
Coach Echo is putting all the secondaries in the right – secondary linebackers in the right position to make big plays, and I feel like it's paying off for me. We're in the right position.
What do you remember about that play Saturday?
When the interception?
Yeah.
We was in man coverage, and the receiver went outside leverage. I knew it had post up. So I covered him, and I looked up for the ball, and it was right there in front of me.